This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Oh my gosh. So over the weekend, the Kansas City Star posted a story and the headline scared me to death. It was basically unexpected ending or something to the man that everyone has worked so hard to find for the last week in Cape Girardeau. And I clicked on it because I thought, my God, they have found him and the outcome is not good. We just feared the outcome would not be good. That was not the update to the story. And now there are more questions than answers. Okay. Kansas City man is said to be, quote, in good spirits after going missing for 7 days. He is still in the hospital. A Kansas City man who was found safe in southeastern Missouri after being missing for a week is in good spirits as he recovers. 32-year-old Nate Hubert, we talked about this all last week, FEMA worker from Kansas City, was found safe in Shannon County, Missouri. And we'd have to look that up, Sam.
I'll do it.
On Friday, according to the Cape Girardeau Police Department, which is where he went missing. He went missing June 21st after not showing up for work in Cape Girardeau, about 167 miles east of Shannon County.
Yeah, so Shannon County is where Eminence, Missouri is. A lot of people who like to float know about Eminence, Missouri.
Okay.
The current river runs.
But 167 miles away from where he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So his father said in a text message that his son remains in a hospital, seems to be in good spirits and his usual self. He and his wife have talked to him on the phone and they plan to drive down to see him tomorrow. He could be discharged today. And Cape Girardeau police say that they had to give him medical attention on Friday after he was found drinking from a stream. And they said he had not eaten for several days. As of today, it is not clear how Nate went missing or where exactly he was found or the circumstances around any of it. His dad says they're going to leave it to him to tell them. Now, you have to remember, park rangers found him somewhere way, way, way deep down in some national park.
So this is literally halfway between Springfield to the west, Cape Girardeau to the east.
Okay. His rental car was last seen at some intersection a week ago. They don't even know if he was in the rental car where the car was seen or if someone somehow took the car.
Like, I'm confused.
We don't know how he got from point A to point B or where the rental car went or why he was drinking. We know nothing. But I asked Scott during a break, you know, they mobilized, oh, Scott, volunteers and search and rescue and the townspeople in Cape Girardeau, and people flew in to help find him, college buddies of his.
Okay.
Are we somehow, I don't want to say owed an explanation.
No.
But where was he for a week? Was he kidnapped? Where's the car? Like, what happened to this young man?
If there was a crime, then I would make the argument we have a right to know. If he just went off the grid, we do not have a right to know.
Now, it would be safe to assume that if his plan was to go off the grid, he would not have been found drinking from a stream and having not eaten for multiple days. That would suggest
Sam,
that something odd may have happened.
I think so, too.
Something peculiar.
Now, Scott said to me during the break, do you not have the right to go missing? Mm-hmm. Okay. We've talked about this before.
Yep.
This is a man who never missed a day of work. He did not miss work. Sam, it would be as unusual as if we came in and new boss said, we're Sam, we can't get a hold of him. This sent people into a panic because he's that guy that is always on the grid and is always shows up for work.
But I understand what you're saying. If for whatever reason, Sam was not here at 1:45 in the afternoon and you and I are like, where's Sam? And we get nervous.
Oh, yeah.
We're concerned, obviously. Do we have a right to know where Sam is? Yes, because he works here. He's supposed to be doing a job for us. But does the public have the right to know where Sam is? And the answer is no.
Even when the public is mobilized and Facebook groups are made and
Sam didn't mobilize the public.
You're right. Nate did not mobilize anyone to help find him. And nor do we know he was even in a position to do that.
Yeah.
Because to Sam's point, if you were just going to disappear in a rental car, leave your life behind and never look back, you wouldn't be found half emaciated drinking out of a stream. Something happened.
Well, was he drugged?
I don't know.
David in KCK. David, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours.
Well, I just wanted to complain, really, just about the hubris of these people, the outdoors people. I'm an indoors guy, but you hear on the news how they get lost. You hear on the news how they go to the ocean and they get bitten by a shark. They get mauled by a mountain lion, by all kinds of junk. And these are the happy people who all of a sudden decide, I'm going to be outdoorsy. I know what I'm doing. And next thing you know, they get lost. Next thing you know, we're having to have resources used to find these people. That's just basically my two cents. I do not like how these people are so happy about going out and putting themselves in danger, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
All along, we've been, civilization has been going on to the point where, we made houses, so we wouldn't have to be outside and enjoying all this stuff.
That's
my two cents.
I will tell you this, David. I appreciate the call. If he chose to go wandering into the woods, we don't know that. We just don't know. I am so happy for his family that he is safe. He is alive, because I said to you guys off the air on Friday, I said, this is not going to end well. This is going to be someone he met online. This is going to be someone that clocked him over the head. He's in an area that he's not familiar with.
But yet he's still alive.
He is.
He did manage to survive all that time, and he found a stream that was at least good enough to drink to get him through. They said he's sick now, but that could also have something to do with the
water he had out of the stream, of course.
Just the lack of nutrition from not eating for multiple days. But again, the point still stands. You, as an adult, are allowed to go missing. Now, had he gone on some crazy hike that, David was kind of alluding to, we talk about the people in Phoenix, Arizona, who try to climb that deadly mountain or whatever the mountain's called, mm-hmm. I can't remember, mm-hmm. and they have to get rescued all the time. I think we would owe an explanation of where they went, and of course, that person should have to pay some money for the people who searched for him, but in this case, he just went missing. He didn't go on some crazy excursion.
And if we have an update, we certainly will pass it along. Now, I'm not saying they owe us an update.
Who is the they?
His family.
Okay.
This was a public matter because police and search and rescue and everybody got involved. And I think there's a natural curiosity. Is he okay? Did something happen to him? Because if he wanted to truly just go off the grid, which goes against his entire nature, by the way, everyone says this is not the guy that's just going to put his cell phone down and not call when he doesn't show up for work. Scott, if that was you, you would know people back here would be frantic worried about you. You would be frantic. So for someone to knowingly put people in that situation, he just doesn't seem like the guy that would do that.
You say knowingly, but, and I agree with you, he knowingly did that. Well, we don't know, but it's
presumed. He had to have known a week had gone by.
Yeah, for sure. But he did not ask to be looked for. And I know that everybody says, well, we've got to find him, and we're frantic, and everything's, you know, oh my gosh, oh my word, we've got to find him. Don't people have the right to go missing?
And what if he did have, and we don't know this, there's nothing that's alluding to this, but what if he did have some sort of psychotic break?
Then I don't think we will ever know, and that's fine.
Is that not allowed to happen? I mean, yes. As humans, we are allowed to get overwhelmed and lose our stuff.
That he was in crisis, even if they...
And we don't know that.
But even, and we've had other cases like this where police will just say this is being handled as a medical issue. And then that's sort of saying without saying. I'm thrilled he is home safe.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. I go back to what my previous point. You have the right to walk away from your life. You do.
Please leave your mother a note if you're going to do
that. Well, you know, that would be best.
Multiple people have said the same thing on the text line. If he was working on behalf of FEMA, in theory, he's being paid by taxpayer dollars. Does that change anything?
No.
No.
Because the search and rescue was largely volunteer.
913-586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.